Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, do you ever, because this happened to me a second ago, I had to go to the gas station, the one down the street here.
Which one? The one on 14th?
The really expensive one?
But I go in there.
The one on 14th or the one up on Peachtree closer to Buckhead?
The one going towards Buckhead.
Okay. They charge an arm and a leg at that place.
But no, I had to go in there to get something. And so it was, you know, a lot of homeless people are right there. And one of them was in line. And dude, like, I still feel like I got a smell on my mustache. You know, have you ever had that?
Yeah.
The air smell?
A lingering smell.
Oh, man. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah. Like, I went in the bathroom and washed my mustache off. Because it just felt like it was just right on my nose.
At the concert we were at on New Year's Eve, I went to the bathroom at one point in the middle of the show, and there were some people in there just hotboxing the bathroom. Just thick weed smoke. And I was like, come on, guys, fucking edibles. Woke up the next day. Right. And I was like, I'm still smelling.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was...
That stuff
any kind of smoke will stay with you.
Yeah.
I bet you were kind of smelling also the store itself. Is
the
just
urine and all that. I was like, God.
It just seemed like it's coated in it.
I was going to take a shower.
Bad smell.
Yeah, the gummy thing. I got to find these gummies that somebody gave me. I was so fucking drunk. And I don't know where they are.
Uh-oh.
I know they're in the house.
Uh-oh.
I can't find, I don't know.
Kids like gummies.
I don't know.
Most of them come in kid-proof containers.
I'm like, where the fuck is it at? I'm so shit-faced. And I'm like, I think I know where it's at. I think I put it in the cigar holder. Because that's where I put all those kind of things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'll be like, hey, did you see me the other day? Like, what the fuck did I know I asked for? What the fuck is it at? It's like, I can only imagine.
Yeah. I had one in my sock drawer that I found like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, oh. Nice.
Just in the random sock drawer.
That's cool. Yeah, because I keep it up high. You know, you got to, you know, Jack eats a bag of gummy bears every single day. You know, he doesn't know what anything is. The last thing I need is that happening. What a disaster.
That's one of the biggest reasons why I'm glad that I own a safe, is to keep kids from finding shit that they're not
smart.
Supposed to find.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I usually just keep stuff in my car, but then also that might not be smart either. But you know what I mean? Just admitting to crimes here.
And that's, so as a matter of fact, that's where I keep Olivia's money.
Where? In the safe?
In my safe.
That's smart.
Because I have cash in there, and I just keep her.
We have a firebox. We have a firebox. I don't know.
That you can lock?
I think so. Yeah with like a key. Yeah. Just for like, you know, documents, their birth certificates and stuff like that, just in case, you know, anything tragic
so
would happen.
There's a birthday party from 11 to 2 on Saturday. I don't go to that one.
Are we double booked?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not going that one.
Can only go to one.
Yep, I'm not going that one because where it's at.
When you go 11 to 12?
It's from 11 to 1. But it's at fucking Top Golf. I'm not going to Top Golf. On Saturday, it'll be fucking freezing. Yeah.
It has to be Buford.
Yeah, it's going to be very cold.
It'll be fucking freezing.
Yeah, golf doesn't sound fun this week.
No, it does not.
No, unless it's indoor. They did the TGL thing last night.
How was that? Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit of it.
I want to do that. I want to play. Now,
It looked like fun to do.
I don't know how entertaining the broadcasts are going to continue to be. Like, it was okay.
Right.
You know, I thought the technology and the game itself was super fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with Bunk that they need drinks in hand and we need a little bit more. Like, you get to see them. They're mic'd up. You get to see their conversations. But how many of them do you actually really want to see their conversations? Like, they're not the most...
There's some changes I would make just after the first broadcast. There's some changes I would make.
I know how to take myself out of tweets. How do you take yourself out of fucking group?
Dude, it's
difficult. That you don't ever reply to.
It's difficult.
So,
and then it says, Randy and Michael left the group.
And I don't want to do that.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's some text groups that I would very much love to leave.
Like work text groups?
Random, you know, yeah.
Well, we had one yesterday, right? Like Mike Conti said.
Some text groups, like, everybody has to give the thumbs up and the freaking LOLs. Like, don't, it's just like replying all. Don't do that.
There's a lot of texts that don't require a response.
You don't have to acknowledge it. Yeah.
You really, especially a group text. Not everyone has to respond. Like, if it doesn't apply to you, because a lot of times Mike Conti will send out a text to everyone at the station, like, hey, does anybody use T-Mobile or something like that? There's a potential endorsement opportunity. If you don't, you don't have to say no.
Correct.
Like, you can just sit it out. If you do, you could say, yeah, let's talk about that. That'd be great.
Or
I would love to endorse
them. If you're really smart and you do, you text him in private.
Exactly.
You do.
Exactly. Then you take it over there one-on-one and you try to get it like that.
I am definitely that guy.
Which?
I will go to away and
respond in private.
But that's why I'm like that with my wife and the babysitter. Like, will your parents just say, thank y'all. Okay, fine. Cool. And then they just have this ongoing conversation. And so I'll text. I'm still here. All right. Can y'all take that to y'all line?
Yeah. To a private text. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a group text.
Because then they start. Everything's a heart. Everything's a laughing. Yeah. Everything's pictures. Like.
So we have like a weird one in my family where we have a big family group thread, which is fine.
How many
I don't know. 15 people.
Oh, that's
like,
a lot.
And it's both sides of the family. And it's fine for like birthdays and holidays and who's bringing what, whatever. It's fine. But then like every once in a while, I think Jim will get confused. And like, because me and Jim and Jake just kind of have a sports one and my brothers too. Like, we'll text each other about sports stuff. But then like every once in a while, Jim will start on the family thread talking about like the Panthers. And it's like, my mom doesn't care about this.
Right.
Julie doesn't care about this. What are we doing? You know. But that's just proof that we have too many. I don't think we should have any, but I can't leave them because then I'm a
like,
bad
for
family
example,
member.
Joe Patrick goes up to Flowery Branch, gets some audio of Raheem Morris. He texts, and we have a text thread with every producer at the station on it.
Yeah.
Weekend guys and everything, plus Mike, plus Bo. Raheem cuts in drive. Joe Patrick.
Boom.
Three or four or five people are like, thumbs up. Thanks, Joe. Heart emoji. Freaking stop doing that.
Way to go, Joe.
Yeah, you're the man, Joe.
You did your job, Joe.
You did your fucking job for once, you son of a bitch.